This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, now it is time for Radio Law Talk with your host, Fred Penny. And now sitting in for Fred momentarily, here is Todd Kunin, along with Denise Dirk.
One question that has plagued mankind since the beginning of time is this. What do the pundits at Radio Law Talk have to say about legal issues that face the world? Of course, in my mind, that's what they ask all the time. That is the question that has plagued mankind.
Yeah, you need that John Pensander voice. The question that plagues the world.
Yes, the question that plagues in a world of plaguing questions. Oh, no, and I'm going Don LaFontaine on you.
Come on,
Todd Kunin here. Across from me, Denise Dirks. Fred Penny in here shortly. Denise, how are you on this fine Saturday morning?
I'm doing great. I spent the night last night karaokeing.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on.
What song? I'll get up the music bed. I want to hear
what
it.
What songs did you sing?
I sang True Colors.
When you were done and you said, man, I just nailed that tune. Which one was it?
Father and Son by Cat Stevens.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And did I hear True Colors?
With Cyndi Lauper. Cyndi Lauper.
Okay.
And then, of course, we got everybody on the dance floor with Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah, of course they do.
So was this like an 80s karaoke night? Or, I mean, 60s,
no.
70s, 80s?
Just, no, you're just dating me.
was this at your house? Did you go to a place? Did you go somewhere to do this?
Yeah, it was the Roseville Moose. They had $2 pasta dinner.
Nice.
$2 pasta and karaoke, Todd. How can you go wrong?
Yes. Something tells me alcohol had to be involved somewhere there.
No.
There's a marked decline in the amount of participants in karaoke when you go to dry places.
True.
Yes, there is. Cal, do you karaoke? Have you ever been out karaoke-ing?
You know, I've never done that. I sing on stage a lot, you know, in productions, but I have never gone out and said, well, that's not true. In some of the productions, they just play a track. So, yeah, I guess I have.
So the word karaoke is actually mispronounced. It's a Japanese word.
It's karaoke, is it not?
It's karaoke.
Karaoke.
Okay. Yeah. And do you know what it means?
To stand alone and have others look at you with embarrassed grins on their faces.
Very close. The kata in karaoke is the same kata as karate, which is empty. So karate is empty hand, te is hand, karaoke is empty orchestra. You're singing without an orchestra.
Uh-huh.
And so that is where it comes from. Karaoke was very popular in Japan when I lived over there for a while. But my go-to songs, Dead or Alive by Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi. That's probably my... If you scour YouTube... You can find video of
here we go.
Singing. If you really work hard, you can find video of me singing Dead or Alive. You can also find me singing the Tracy Chapman song, Give Me One Reason.
I like that song.
So, yeah, you can hear that. Too.
And I like Fast Car, too.
Oh, Fast Car is a great song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fast Car is a great song. Yeah.
But that has nothing to do, I suppose, with Radio Law Talk. That's stuff that we are going to talk about today. Alan Dershowitz in the news, you know, and not for anything related to... it is related. He is in the news today for... Well, when we get to the case, I got some problems with his case. We got Alan Dershowitz, Bill Cosby back in the news. People lining up on both sides of the Cosby issue to argue a case that's coming up on appeal. Hunter Biden has finally said this is a non-political Biden case. Quasi-non-political Biden case, but deals with his child support issues. And then we've also got the, a concussion case dealing with... The intersection where Disney and Hollywood meets the NFL or arena football. Crazy stuff.
Fred's there because I'll turn Fred's mic on.
Arena football. Yeah, you can turn my mic on.
Arena football.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Arena football.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're going to cover that.
Otherwise known as who cares football.
Yeah.
Well, they're out of business now, aren't they? They're not doing it.
I think the arena's still playing. It's that other...
Oh, it's the arena football is, I think, COVID-related closed, but if it wasn't for the pandemic, arena football would probably still be going, I believe. But it was the XFL is the one that went belly up.
Right.
And that was arguably COVID-related, too, because they were doing pretty well until essentially everything got shut down. Their season goes March and April and part of May.
Well, all of a sudden people saw the quality of play and they goes, I think I'll stay away. It was quality of play COVID in my
Well, you know, and just really, the thing about that is I think that given the NFL, the NBA, hockey, and baseball, each one of those sports, I think, has determined about the maximum length you can run a season before the public says, I've had enough of that sport. I need to take a break from it and move to something else. And so with the NFL, it's you know, basically September, October, November, December, January, 18 weeks. Baseball, it's a six-month season. Hockey is forever because the Canadians love their hockey. And the NBA is... And their beer. And the NBA is that. And so the thing with football is if the NFL knows about how long the public will remain interested in that, well, then to start another season with the exact same sport as soon as the NFL season is over with, you're really fighting the public wanting something different to look at.
Okay, I looked it up. I just, because I'm just curious. So as of 2000, okay, the owners of the arena football expanded to six teams in 2019 before the league folded all of its team-based local operations prior to 2020 season. In a reevaluation, this is Wikipedia, of its business model and pending workers' comp litigation, the league announced a second Chapter 7 bankruptcy on November 27th that year. Hmm. So effectively ending the league in its current incarnation.
Well, the fact that it was workers' comp is interesting because that's going to come right back into the case that we're talking about.
Well,
so.
I tell you guys, I want to thank a couple people today. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO, if you want to call us, 855-529-7234. Welcome, KREI, Farmington, Missouri. It's the Super Talk Radio 800 AM. Well, thank you for coming along. Farmington, Missouri. I looked it up. It's a beautiful town. It's got apparently beautiful parks. It's kind of the county seat. Not kind of. You are the county seat or you're not.
It's yes or no.
It's the county seat. So, again, welcome, KREI, Farmington, Missouri. WRWH, I'm writing fast, 1350 and 93.9 FM, Cleveland, Georgia. I hope I got that right, WRWH, 1350 and 93.9 Cleveland, Georgia.
Welcome. You'll hear from them if you didn't.
Yeah, so thank you very much for joining us. You know, have you guys ever, have you ever gotten in your car and someone has used it that you really love, and you're driving.
I'm out
work.
Already.
Yeah, you're out already, Todd. Come on, you really love your kids.
Yeah, they don't drive.
I know. Your daughter does, doesn't
she? Not my car.
Oh, there you go. Baby.
Not my problem.
Probably because it's dangerous. But anyway, and you're driving, and you're coming into Radio Law Talk, and you got everything's hunky-dory, and you want to have a nice, relaxing drive to prepare, and you look down, and the needle's on zero.
And the little red light.
And the thing's going, beep, beep. No, it's to the point where it's like, you're going to die.
This means now, Death Star.
I'm saying to myself, Kramer, do I go for it? Can I make it? And I just said, I don't understand why people run it down to zero. I mean, has that ever happened to you? I know this is a Law Talk show.
I can tell you why.
Why would you run it to a zero? I think I know why.
It's an experiment. It's a scientific experiment to see how far that particular vehicle can go before you run out of gas.
No, I think what it
you
is...
You can go so far on empty.
Yes.
No, I'm telling you what
like
it is.
50 miles, you guys. It's a lot.
I know what it is. When I married my wife, and I love her dearly, she's almost perfect. Part of the, I think the prenup, I don't know if there's a prenup or not. But
notable
look,
case excluded.
There was. I'm sure it said, does not look at fuel gauge ever. So I think that's part of it. There's like a blind spot on your car. That fuel gauge for my wife is the blind spot. Mm. And so I filled up, and that's why I'm just rolling in here enjoying
good man.
This. Well, we're going to have fun when we get back. Remember, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. I'm Fred Penny. We got Denise Dirks. We got Cal Hunter, our three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner. And then we have Todd Kuhnen. We are a bunch of fun people, so listen in. We'll be back after this.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Thank you. services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched a plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Amor Joseph Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk. All advertising for RadioLawTalk.com.
A lot. That was a big mix of a whole bunch of stuff, Cal.
Anything I could throw at you, Fred. I'd like to keep you guessing just a little bit.
So, you know what? There is obviously the nice thing about being here on Saturday is we beat the news on a lot of stuff because the news is Monday through Friday, generally speaking, and the big talk shows. And, again, we talk Radio Law Talk stuff, but we like to have fun. But there is a sad note. Whether you're conservative or liberal, whatever, you know, or you're moderate, whatever you call yourself, there was a wonderful, great Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just passed away yesterday, and you know, what a wonderful woman, whether you agreed or disagreed with her. And in fact, I was yesterday with an individual that said, I agreed with every ruling she did her whole life. I said, well, I believe you. I believe that, you know, because he was pretty, you know, pretty liberal. And she was known to be on the part of the liberal wing. But we have some wonderful times talking about her on this show as one of my favorites. And one of my favorites, why is she my favorite? Even though not necessarily I agree with a lot of her rulings, she was a very interesting woman. And let me tell you why. Because I've had personal experiences with her. And so, again, if you go back to the Radio Law Talk, people would laugh at, you know, we'd always make fun that she was my girl. And she was. She was my friend. She actually was. And she had no idea who I was. But when I was sworn into the Supreme Court of the United States as an advocate, I could argue before the United States Supreme Court, I had the opportunity, and Justice Roberts swore me in and a few other individuals. We had a breakfast, a really nice breakfast up there, and they fed us up in the East Wing. And then after we had the breakfast, they swore us in, and then Judge Ginsburg came up to personally meet each of us. There's only about 18 of us, maybe 16 of us. And let me tell you, if you've ever watched Elizabeth or anything about the Queen of England, she reminded me of royalty and the Queen of England. She literally did. And you talk about a little person. I could not believe it. I'm a big dude. I'm 6'3". You know, 150 am I? 250?
Parts of you, yeah.
Or maybe 275.
Just
maybe
for one leg.
I'm a big boy. And she walks in, and it is just like there's a hush. It was like, it was weird. It was almost like a hush in the room. There's only a few of us. And she had white gloves on. She would, like, put her hand out. It was like she was, you know, how the queen would put out and you touch the glove. She didn't treat us that way, but it was very similar to that. When she'd shake your hand, she had her little white glove, and she was very prim and proper, and everything was just like you were in England. And it was just bizarre and kind of cool, though. I really enjoyed it.
And yet, ironic, the very thing the framers wanted us to stay away from was royalty, but still people know how to behave when someone who's obviously superior to them, I guess, walks
well,
into the room.
Well, what she is should be respected. Where she sits should be respected as lawyers. But and then Justice Roberts comes in, completely different. You know, I mean, I'm not saying he's like, hey, dudes, but he's very, hey, how's everybody? What's up? Very, you know, kind of gregarious and hey, we're just one of the guys down the street, you know? And it was just kind of like, well, wait a minute. How do we act here, you know? And so what a wonderful time, but what a very interesting time with the Justice Ginsburg. And I've got some great pictures.
Can I ask you a quick question about this? Because everybody's saying, oh, well, she was a woman's issue judge. She was a liberal.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you want in a Supreme Court justice? Someone, I mean, looking forward, looking back at her career, it stands for itself. She's a great woman. I fully agree with all of that. But do you want to be able to categorize a justice and say, okay, this is how she would rule or how? Denise, you can help me with this.
Well,
more.
We don't want to do that because judges are supposed to be neutral.
And that's my question.
Right. And, yeah. But at the same time, her beliefs are her beliefs, and she always had sound legal reasoning. We're not talking about somebody that just
you agree
went off the side.
Right.
She could always argue and have a very sound reasoning. She was an intellectual, no doubt about
it.
That's
an understatement.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And she argued five cases herself before the Supreme Court,
Wow. Before
she even became a justice.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't argue with the fact that she was extremely well qualified, extremely knowledgeable about the law.
Super smart.
Yeah, and just really a hard-working woman, period.
To the day she died. She was,
yes.
What was she about 3 weeks ago? She was speaking at an event, or maybe 4 weeks ago. She just was out there working nonstop.
She had told Justice Stevens that my goal is to make it to being on the court till I'm 90, just like you.
Wow.
And, you know, because he was, you know, one of the longest serving ever and one of the oldest.
So just a little bit of facts. So Bill Clinton appointed her.
I thought it was Abraham Lincoln. It's an old joke.
That is close. And actually, it was after the retirement of Sandra Day O'Connor.
Right.
and then she was put in. And but before Justice Sotomayor, she was the only woman, I believe, on the court at that time. So for a short time, and she, I believe, was the second woman to ever be on the court.
Yes.
Maybe the second or the third.
No, she was second to
second
O'Connor.
Second to O'Connor, yeah. And so that was the second woman. And she graduated from Columbia Law School and was a professor. Professor, it says Columbia Law School.
Yeah, but she was a Harvard grad, undergrad.
Cornell undergrad.
Cornell,
and then Columbia Law School, which, by the way, those of you who don't, we follow this stuff as lawyers, that those are top-notch schools for legal issues.
Well, it's no California Western School of Law.
Yes.
It's no not, Chico State.
It's not George Smith goes to Hollywood School of Law.
But you're We'll take it in a pinch.
Yeah. Give me a buck, you got a law degree. She taught at Rutgers Law at law school. Clearly, she was a gender equality, woman rights, advocate prior to becoming a justice. And she was appointed to the U.S. Court of Appeals, District of Columbia Circuit, and then eventually got to the United States Supreme Court. I'm just going to applaud her. Wonderful. Thank you for your service. Whether you guys agree or disagree with her, people are like, we could put this person or that person. She did her job. And we'll be back after this, and we're going to get into the case, or no case. Cal Hunter is going to do that for us.
Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk will continue in just a moment.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with...
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the longtime Supreme Court Justice who attained near cult-like status among progressive circles, has passed away at the age of 87 from complications surrounding metastatic pancreas cancer. The late Supreme Court Justice, who spent more than two decades on the bench in the highest court in the land, is survived by two children, Jane Carroll and James Stephen Ginsburg. Ginsburg was appointed to the Supreme Court in 1993 by President Bill Clinton. She battled back from two forms of cancer in the past, but her health began to take a downturn in December 2018 when she underwent pulmonary lobectomy after two malignant nodules were discovered in the lower lobe of her left lung. RBG was the second woman and the first Jewish woman ever appointed to the Supreme Court. She had her family nearby and passed peacefully, according to her family. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Oh, that's stone.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Oh, we talk. You guys don't know what's going on. We talk so much during the break. We're talking about whether or not the Trump administration is going to try to put in a Supreme Court nominee before November 4th. And my colleague said, oh, yeah, it's going to happen. My wife and brother-in-law asked me this morning. I said, I don't know if they can get it through, but you're saying yes?
Well, I heard Mitch McConnell, the Speaker or the Senate Majority Leader, say that whoever the Trump nominee is will be voted on by the Senate. So that
This year. This year, period.
Well, before November 4th.
Well, he said this year.
But here's the thing. There's a lot of people in the Democrat Party that think that the Democrats will take control of the Senate. With the number of flips that they'll take control. So McConnell can't make that statement as a this year type thing if, in fact, he isn't the majority leader.
Here's what we all agreed on.
When did they take receipts?
Okay, no, this is important.
Right.
We all agree on one thing, and it's because of Ruth Bader Ginsburg that we all agree on this. It has to be a woman.
No, I agree.
All of us. And
no, it doesn't have to, but it should be.
It should be. That's right.
It doesn't have to be. It should be.
This is the thing that I wish had happened. And quite frankly, I think that the biggest problem I have with the way it's been handled, even in the last 24 hours, is whether you agree with Ruth Bader Ginsburg's rulings or not, how long is the appropriate period of time to let people mourn and grieve the loss before you're already out there talking about who the next person is? I know that the first time the president was asked, he said, I was sorry to hear that. Didn't even talk about it. The first time he was asked, didn't even talk about picks.
That lasted 24 hours.
But then,
he said, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? And he said, oh, listen, I have to. It's my job.
Yeah. Exactly. So you have that. But here's the thing. What would have been the harm in at least letting it go through the weekend so that people can go to their religious services or attend them online or whatever? You just get through that, and then we can go back to business usual as to picks and how they're going to be replaced come Monday.
Because guess what? I'm going to argue, and not because of the Trump thing, it has changed. Politics are so different now.
Oh, yeah.
That's the old way. Now it's on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's blowing up everywhere. Everything happens immediate. And if they don't get it immediately, and this has nothing to do with a Republican or a Democrat, if they don't get what they want immediately, the press and the social media, they're going to crucify them. You know? And so all the politics is that way.
And the expression, at least let the body get cold, Does not, which used to be a rather crass way of saying, just back off for a minute. Come on, you guys, you can do this, right?
And personally speaking, I think that the classiest move, whether you're Republican or Democrat, is whoever was asked the question, whatever political figure was asked the question, if they said, you know, I'm going to politely decline to answer that until Monday,
out of respect,
I'm not going to talk about replacements at this point. We'll talk about that in a couple of days.
Here's my card. Get back to me.
But we're talking about it. We're Radio Law Talk. We have no scruples.
Well, we're not political.
That's true.
We're the press.
We have no scruples. All right, Cal, roll case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Wanda McGee was a carnivore and a radio listener. WXYZ in Detroit, her station, was having a contest where the winner would get to go on the popular at the time TV show Supermarket Sweep. The end result was the winner got to take a timed run through a full supermarket and keep everything she could fit into the basket.
For how long? What's the timed amount?
I think it's 2 minutes.
Ooh, that's awesome.
She could meticulously prepared her application, telling the showrunners about her large family, the untimely death of her father from a traffic collision. But in about 7 weeks, the call came. Wanda went to the auditions. She had watched the show frequently and knew what the producers were looking for. Aggressiveness and just a little vulnerability. And she nailed it. And she was on the episode that was taped about 3 weeks before Christmas. And Wanda got ready. 3, 2, 1, and she won. And she scrambled all the way through the supermarket, went right back to the meat department, but it was covered up. In a dispute with the producers, Kroger's decided to cover up the meat because it said it would cost them too much money. Kroger's had to make their store appear generic, got no product placement value, although they were supposed to get paid for the show using their store and for the food the winner got. But an executive made a stink about the whole deal, and Wanda said she cleared out the freezer in anticipation of all of that beef, and she got angry, called counsel, and went after ABC Network and Kroger and said, "What are you going to do about it?" And so I ask you, ladies and gentlemen of the panel, case or no case?
A whole basket loaded with frosted flakes instead of beef.
That's just not going to get it done, is it? Mr. Okay. Kuhn, how would you like to start today? Would you mind starting?
I'd like to start with Denise going first.
No,
you're asking me.
She avoided eye contact. She's fine.
I did not. I was just writing.
I'm teasing.
All right, so I'm going to say that this is a case. And, you know, I'm going to say that this one settles, that it doesn't go to a full-blown decision, because the minute the case is filed, I think the plaintiff already wins the public appearance issue. And I think that the supermarket would say, look, we're not going to fight this in court. Okay, we messed up, and we got to take care of it. So I think it's a case, and I think that it's settled somehow to the plaintiff's liking. I would like to ask my cohorts, after we're done with this case or no case, I am curious, if you had to pack your basket full of stuff in a supermarket,
yes,
where would you go
good
first?
Question. That's
but we can
question.
We can deal with that after.
Yes, let's do that after.
So case, and she wins.
Settle out of court.
Settles out of court.
Denise, what say you?
This is an interesting scenario. Really, I liked it a lot.
Thank you.
No case, though.
Okay. Why?
It's too detailed, and it makes too much sense. It makes too. I know. I'm kind of in it right now, so now I'm going to lose. But anyway, just because it's too detailed, it makes too much sense. It's too obvious that covering up the meat, and that's what she was going after. And you know, that's to me, that would have been a miss. what is it called? Misrepresentation.
Problem right there to begin with. Mr. Penny, what say you? Is this a case or no
it's
case?
It's the way you said it, what bothered me. You said in this case, you kept talking about like it was a case, but that might be...
I mean in this story. I don't ever mean this case. I'm not trying to give you subtle...
But let me tell you the situation. This is what I truly think. Denise is right on for the following reasons. There's no way Kroger would allow this to come to a lawsuit for a little bit of probably, you know, $500 or to $1,000, $800 worth of meat. What happened is it's a true scenario. It happened, and Kroger gave up and gave her a bunch of meat, whatever she wanted, and that's what happened. And it's a no case. I agree with Denise.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear it. I really love listening to you guys' logic, the way you think, the way your wheels turn in your brain.
And he's with me, so you know what that means.
That's a loss. Denise, I hooked on your...
I knew Denise would answer the way she did, and I'm back in point, so I had to go the opposite. But
well, for those of you who say this was not a case, that would be Fred and Denise.
Yes! All right, not a case. Yes.
Wow, you're back.
I'm back. A scenario, though, was it? Cal, a scenario?
It's a scenario I made up because Supermarket Sweep's coming back to ABC. So I saw the promo and I said, I can fake something out of that deal.
Can we finish with what Todd's thought was? Okay, and can I say this? We know what the answer is. We're grabbing steaks, all right, or grabbing meat. What would you grab other than, can we do that? We know meat's the number one thing you're going to grab.
Yeah.
What would you grab other than meat?
I know where I'd go.
Go.
I would go right over to the spice aisle, and I would clean them out. I would take, because they're all small, and you can fill them all, and those things are expensive. I would clean the spice aisles out, and then... I don't know, maybe make my way over to the, you know, that every supermarket has like an automotive department with a bunch
there
of stuff.
You go. Yeah.
And I'd start pulling things that were small but high ticket items.
Denise, what say you?
Hand sanitizers, Clorox
wipes,
toilet paper. I would get a lot of fruit, and I would get a lot of vegetables.
Oh, my gosh,
at least
Denise.
Enough for an entire week. You know, that's true. I would. Then I'd get meat. Meat would be my next thing.
My turn. We only have 1 minute left to go. My turn. Denise, what do you think I would grab?
Meat.
No, we can't say meat.
You can't say meat?
Yeah, other than the
rule? Okay.
I would go into the drug aisle and grab all the freaking aspirin and all the, you know, all the stuff that costs like $20 for a little bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love that thing up. I would be the next freaking
Here's my question. If a pharmacy is inside the supermarket, do I get to go into the pharmacy as well? Because that will completely change my answer.
But you can go into the liquor cabinet.
Well, okay.
All right, we'll be back.
Same difference.
We're going to talk about Alan Dershowitz. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. By the way, next time on Case or No Case, we go to Walmart. That's after this next hour.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Do not use what we say here as legal advice, except for late at night. Well, usually it could be during the day when you're with your in-laws and having dinner, and they say, you know what they say. You just counter that with Radio Law Talk.
Absolutely.
So that's the only time you really should be using us. Or if late at night you want to go to sleep, you can listen to our disclaimers or read our disclaimers.
Or if you're homeschooling the kids and the internet breaks,
you can read disclaimers to the children.
Yes.
Children, today we would be reading Radio Law Talk disclaimers. Joey, would you start, please?
Yeah, you could do it like scripture. And now we go to disclaimer chapter 1, verses 22-23. Thou shalt not use
not
anything
again,
we
Dad.
Say. Yes, oh my God. But Dad, you don't even follow that. That's different. I can say that because it's in the back of the disclaimer book.
So Alan Dershowitz, you know, he's a professor, and he is another very bright guy, but generally known to be conservative, and has I think he was. Has he done any legal work for Trump? Or
yeah, he was on his impeachment.
That's right.
Oh, the defense for his impeachment.
Yeah.
That's
right.
The defense for the impeachment. That's right.
So what happens is he's filed a $300 million defamation suit against CNN, which, by the way, he says it's too bad because some of the people there are his friends, and he talks about what happens. Don't forget, for defamation, and he is going to be known as a... there's two people, those private individuals,
mm-hmm.
and there's a different standard, and for people who are celebrities. And he will clearly be a celebrity, but he's claiming willful, deliberate, and malicious effort to destroy his credibility, which you got to use those buzzwords. That's what you have to prove in order to be found liable for defamation. Isn't that correct?
If they're a public figure.
Right. And he's a public figure. He's a public figure.
I think that's a given.
Yeah. So, and apparently he tried to work it out. So what happened in the facts here is apparently during the impeachment trial, he said some things. What did he say?
He said a couple of things that were disconnected. They weren't connected.
Right.
And then what CNN did was put them together and then omit a portion of it. So they used his words exactly, but they took it, like everybody says, out of context, if you will. And it gave it, what he had said, a totally different meaning. Because they had left out, he had said, he had talked about if Trump had done something illegal, then he should be impeached, right?
Right.
And then he talked separately in the beginning about the quid pro quo.
Right, and so he said...
And he broke down the legalities of the quid pro quo.
Quote, and this is in the paper, that the president of the United States could commit illegal acts as long as he thought it would help his reelection, you know? So somehow they're saying they're taking things out of context and putting it, you know, and making it sound bad.
Yeah, you know, and the thing that I saw when I heard about this lawsuit is I think a lot of people are going to say, oh, my gosh, the Nick Sandman. Nick Sandman files a lawsuit against CNN and all these folks for $200 million, and now Dershowitz is trying to ride the same train. Look, the only similarity between the Sandman and the Dershowitz issues are the fact that it involves a lawsuit. The courts are involved. The where they stand... as far as plaintiffs are concerned, are night and day. Sandman was not a public individual. He was,
and he's a minor child.
He was a minor, so it had to be brought on behalf of his parents. And what's more, he was accused of doing things that involved his silence. He didn't say anything. But with regard to Dershowitz, you've got him making a statement. And honestly, I look at the Dershowitz complaint, and I think that if he were to prevail on this, that would make things very difficult for news agencies. I mean, if it was a clear-cut case of malicious and selective editing, look, we see that every political campaign is running statements made by opposing parties and opposing candidates that one candidate is going to say, that was taken out of context. How many times do you hear somebody being quoted saying, that was taken out of context, they didn't play the whole thing? Well, look, if a news agency is going to face this kind of liability for this, the floodgates will be open for any time somebody feels they were misquoted.
Catch 22.
Yeah, I just don't think
it's a slippery slope, as Todd has been known to say, right?
It's a slippery slope. I'll tell you what, that's correct. It's inconceivable how slippery that slope is.
855 Law Radio. But anyway, this thing is going forward. He talks like he really does not want to do this. And he said he's going to give the money to charity, whatever he wins. And so I have a couple of charities, if he wins, that I can talk to him about if he wants to give me a call.
And arguably, the purpose behind his lawsuit has already been met. Because he can sit there and complain all he wants, and if news agencies are not going to pick it up, that's fine. But now you've got news agencies picking up the fact that he's filed a lawsuit. Everybody's going to look at that, the synopsis, and say, oh, Dershowitz was misquoted, he says. He really didn't say that the president can do anything. There must be more there. He's already made his point.
Right.
At this, you know, this is very expensive.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. But I could see how you'd be upset, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, come on, guys. At least you knew what you're doing. That's what he's claiming. Look, you don't take it out of context and put it together there. That means they had to be reading it if they're taking pieces from here to there and putting it together.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not read the rest of it? You know, that's... there's both sides to argue, and that's what I worry about. So, he believes, and this is Dershowitz, that the very top of CNN purposely doctored this tape, you know, and doctored things up. And he says he never said that. And this is a quote from him. CNN knew that they doctored the tape and edited the tape to make me say exactly the opposite. Shame on them.
Yeah.
So then he goes on and says, they're going to have to pay some good charities some money because he's going to pick a charity. I think I think he's got a buck or two in his pocket, so I don't think
he may. You know what? I don't think Mr. Dershowitz needs the cash. I just don't think that he needs the, you know.
So he's just a professor, though.
He's a professor, but
he
could
give money to the charity without the win, couldn't he? Just write.
But
the
you know what, though, he also though he's made money on other things.
But he's a professor, but yeah, I'm certain he had to have been paid for his part as a legal consultant with the Trump impeachment thing. He was part of OJ's defense team back in the 90s.
And he's had books out, speaking engagements. I'll guarantee you he's gone to speaking engagements. Some of those speaking, I bet you can get paid $20,000 to speak somewhere. Todd, you do it for two. You know, I know.
Hey, you know, I'm out there with a you know, self homemade sign that says, "We'll speak for food," but you know, Dershowitz, he's doing something different.
So we've always talked about Cosby on this. We have really been deep into the Cosby case, and it's so interesting because all of us, as three attorneys here, Denise does family law. Todd, you're a former prosecutor for DA's office in two states, and now you have your own criminal practice, and I'm a personal injury lawyer, and we all have our little opinions, but we all generally agree the Bill Cosby case was botched, and I'm saying botched as in there's some stuff that should have been disclosed, right, Denise? We've talked about, look, remember when it was about the situation where you had the... Okay, so what Cosby did is he allegedly had misappropriately, I'm going to say, without getting into all the details, touched women or brought women in and sexually abused them to some degree, and that was the allegations. And what happened was, way back in, I don't remember the exact year, he sat down with the local DA's office. Was it DA's or AG's office? I think it was the DA's office. And he basically said, they said, look, if you will testify in the civil trial, we will not prosecute you. Because there are civil cases going against him. And what do? In a civil case, everyone thinks it's only criminal. No, in a civil case, you could say, I'm pleading the fifth. So what he does is he has an agreement with this government official. And this government official agrees not to prosecute him, so he goes ahead and testifies in the civil action and incriminates himself, which is later used in the criminal trial against him because a new DA, a district attorney, came in and said, oh, I don't care what that other DA promised, I'm going to prosecute you. And there's some interesting
And this was
background.
The same case. This is the same alleged victim in both the civil, the previous civil, and
the criminal. And so what's going to be interesting is what happened and what the facts were behind this. We'll be back and discuss it.
We have two more hours of Radio Law Talk coming up. And don't forget, you can hear Radio Law Talk live every Saturday from 9 to noon on RadioLawTalk.com and in many great radio stations all the way across the country. 9 to noon Pacific for Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.